matter that much, Chuck, I don't.
Mr. Chairman, in fact.
We're just talking about inventory.
It says they'll do it for all the land, but I guess what they're implying is that if you have to cut some back, you do it first for the ones with the critical environment, I don't think.
Yeah.
That just means if you're gonna cite some facility, you have to be able to have it, have it in this direction.
Representative, is anything else down to line 14 more in the inventory business? Okay, if not, Representative Rudd had a suggested amendment number 2 for line 14. However, if we are going to not delete 3805,
Section 3 of the bill.
Oh, wait a minute, no, that's not. Okay, the comment was that the Rudd Amendment 2 was covered by 3805-305, and which I haven't read. So that does provide for public hearings.
It provides for an extensive, it's public notice and review section. Notice to municipalities.
Notice to municipalities.
Well, okay, how about we do that? Yes, what's it, 3805?
305.
305. Well then, how about if we just add this to mollify? How about if we add the words after public involvement, we add comma and in accordance with AS 3805-305. That okay? I'd like to move that amendment then.
What would that? What amendment are we moving?
Okay, Representative Rudd had a long. Amendment number 2, the department said, I mean, it has to do with public hearings and whatnot. Department said you don't need it because we've already provided for those public hearings in 3805-305. My suggestion is instead of this long amendment that was suggested, that we simply add the following language after the word public involvement. Line 15, and we add comma, and in accordance with AS 38.05.305, comma, develop, maintain, and so forth. That would pretty well drop that by reference, and if anybody had any doubts as to whether it would apply. Okay, I'd make that motion then to make that amendment. Hearing no objection, that amendment will be adopted. Line 22. I'd like to move that the existing language of subsection B2 be omitted.
What was the motion?
Delete subsection.
I can't read it.
And that section be reworded as follows. 2, consider physical, economic, and social factors affecting the region or area, and involve other agencies and public knowledge in achieving a systematic interdisciplinary approach, period.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's what we've got. That's much better.
Well, that's what Chuck suggested.
It's the same thing, it's just better.
Well, okay, is objection the motion? Here, no objection, motion is not.
What was the language?
Please, everybody who can. All right, number three.
It didn't have word integrated in it.
What did he say?
Could you read it again, Steve?
Okay, two, consider physical, economic, and social factors affecting the region or area, comma, and involve other agencies and public, and, well, yeah.
Other agency and the public.
And the public.
And the, okay, agencies and the public.
In achieving.
Comma, in achieving, a systematic interdisciplinary approach. Okay.
Implementing.
Okay, I've got it written down.
I got it.
Finalize. Okay, here, no objection, motion is not.
Ernie? No, it's,
Two or three.
Okay, there was also an amendment suggested on, in number three, that the words "and critical environmental concern" be deleted.
I should have put president part.
Where are you?
I disagree with that. I think that areas of critical environmental concern ought to be a priority.
Where are you now, Steve?
I'm on page 8, line 26.
Okay.
If people abuse that, of course, and that's something else, they still have to. What we're going to presume is not, we still have to classify through the legislature.
I move deletion on subsection 7. On page 9.
Okay.
What'd you do with it? What'd you do with this one?
Three.
Left it as it is.
Just left it?
Okay. The motion is, Mr. Greening now moves on page 9 to delete section 7, subsection 7, on lines 3 through 4. Is there objection? Hearing none, motion will be adopted.
Can I hear the rationale?
Well, why don't you weigh some long-term benefits against some short-term benefits?
I was going to make the same motion, so I agree with your reasoning.
Motion carries with it the renumbering of the subsequent section, so that'll also be done. Let's see, line, okay, roaring on through on page 9.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Meekin.
I want a legal opinion here on line 7, page 9. Is the word meaningful meaningful?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, by God, the word meaningful is
it's very meaningful.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Lines 24, 26, section E, I'd like to move to ask unanimous consent that the section be deleted and subsequent subsections be renumbered accordingly. Hearing no objection.
What number was that?
E.
That's subsection E. That's Phil Holdsworth's first amendment.
What is it?
Eliminated.
I noticed a red line on
line 24.
That wasn't
Phil's.
Okay, going through the
list. No, it wasn't compromised.
Okay. There is a, we've now deleted that. There is a suggested substitute reading as follows. E, land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 and must be classified before being included in the management system described in section 70 of this chapter. Okay, is there a comment on that proposed
I move adoption.
New section E?
I object.
Okay.
I object to section 7.
What? That's not fair.
That's out.
Okay, it's in Mr. Holdsworth's memorandum that should be in the bill book.
Well, okay.
All right.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I don't understand, is it, I mean, is it, does everyone agree that all land needs to be classified before it's included in the management systems described in section 70 of this chapter? Is that something everybody knows you have to do? Because I don't know that you have to do that. I was wondering, if you don't, why should you do it?
Well, it says it must be classified before being included in the management systems, is really what it says.
Well, isn't that a classification in itself, though? Included in the management?
Well, how would it be if you got rid of the language after the comma and scratched out and must be classified, then what you'd have would read as follows. Land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 before being included in the management system described in section 70 of this chapter. How would that be felt?
Same thing.
No, it isn't.
300
is not.
It's temporary and allows for temporary classification.
300 allows the authority to classify when determined necessary.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it mandatory.
It shall be classified on the...
Where is section 70?
Is that a different kind of classification? That's a preliminary classification. Oh, I see, all right.
Section 300 is not being classified all the way.
Right.
In this bill.
What? Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Mark?
The next page.
I missed this when Phil was talking about what... Why is this necessary? I thought, why would we? You know, if we included the management system, how to classify it up? Maybe I should see what 300 says, 05-300.
Well, it's right on the bottom, on the back side of it.
Oh.
Thing. Preliminary classification.
You couldn't do that to fix this thing.
We got better
classified for D2, or the damn Congress does what they want it to, I'll challenge you to set foot on that land, because I'll bet you by the time those people get through, or if they do what they're planning on doing, not a person in this room will set foot on it, except unless you file a 90-page petition to some damn person in Washington.
Well, Stephen, I couldn't agree with you any more
and if you don't allow public land around here to, you know, then you're not going to be able to use any of the land in Alaska. You know,
we got all the people in Alaska are doing the same thing.
Well,
nobody's going to be able to use.
That's
the
not
land.
True, Rich. You can use state land.
You can look at it.
You can go on them
from a distance.
You can go on them. That's not going to be true of the federal lands. You're not going to be able to even use them. So I think people ought to be able to. I think people ought to remember that when they're talking about how public lands ought to be removed from the public and parceled out. I think it should be done within some. People use it as much as people can use it.
Okay.
What, did we put 300 in there?
Don't know.
Did we put 308.05 300 in there, Steve?
Well, it's down the tail end, Red. I guess the purpose would be to leave that, to not repeal it. We haven't gotten there yet.
Well, I mean, we're gonna put it right in there, huh?
Okay. I move that Mr. Holdsworth's language be adopted in place of the existing section D that we debated on. Land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 and must be classified before being included.
Take that, it must be classified, did you take that?
Well, it ought to be classified before being included in the management system.
Well, but land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300 before being included in the management system.
That's correct.
Well, that appears to be a preliminary classification. I think it's two separate questions. First, do you want to repeal? What's the brief for that?
Well, the preliminary, the language in the first sentence is a preliminary by the director.
Yeah.
It is a direct given to the commissioner, then he approves it. Then it's a permanent classification. But it still can be reclassified when it's showing the need for it.
Okay, what
so
is it?
It really isn't just a preliminary classification.
But what are the implications? Is the land available for public and private use? Prior to classification. That's the nitty-gritty.
That's right. And that's what it would be under 300, but it would not be under present or engineer.
These are just public classifications.
Problems. One is that, and then the other thing goes back to the management systems of section 7.
And on page 10, on line 5, under the management system, it says that state land classified for uses and purposes involving retention and public ownership may be included in the following systems.
Why don't we just say AS 3805? You're talking about being classified under some. We're not going to repeal 300. It would have to follow the orderly process of the statute. But what you're talking about is all those what other general? It doesn't make sense. We're talking maybe now. What other classifications are we talking about except 300?
That's all. That's the only authority for classification is 300.
All right, well, then we ought to be able to make that adjustment that I was talking about.
Which adjustment is that?
That's the choice. You either said it shall be, all of it shall be classified. If you don't buy that, then you just pull the words that must be classified out of the middle. It says land shall be classified before being included in the management systems. I mean, that makes sense at least.
Chairman, you really don't need that latter part of that sentence. Because when you get to 70, it says right there,
that's right.
State land classified for these types of uses, which would be classified under 300. It makes it be simpler just to say land will be classified under section 300.
Okay, just leave the rest
of it now. At that.
Great job.
You're about 4 months along.
We were still muddling around with page 9 and deciding what the E should be. What did we?
We decide we're gonna replace it with.
Okay, and move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the following language, E. Land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300.
I ask unanimous consent.
Okay, is there objection? Hear no objection, motion carried. No. It'll still be here. Okay.
Question on the next item. Does that conflict in any way with what the commissioner of the Department of Transportation has to do in establishing easements and corridors?
I don't know. Phil, what's the answer to that? Well, it says shall be integrated with land use planning.
That's a minor action. Put that on.
Okay, the question was in subsection F, whether that contemplates some involvement by the Department of Transportation. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Where does it say transportation?
I imagine it would integrate, when you draw up a regional plan, you would integrate the Commissioner of Highways, or Commissioner of Transportation now, you know, what he has already decided for that area within the plan. I mean,
we got an amendment on this one. There are two amendments that Lisa was suggesting. The short ones on page 5 are suggested amendment 4.
That's G.
Well, it is G, but it's now F.
Where are you now?
No, it's still G.
No, it's G. It's now G. Because we inserted a new section E and didn't just delete it.
Oh, we're back to G again.
Back to G, by God. It's good to know.
G is still.
What you're talking about is a capital.
What page are you on?
10.
9. The bottom of
G. Okay, page 10, number G, there is. There are a number of amendments suggested by Ms. Rudd. I'd like to move the following amendment, that section G, come to a screeching halt after the word plans on line 2, and that the words and comprehensive. Is that what the hell it is?
Land use and comprehensive.
Yeah. And comprehensive be inserted after the word land use.
And comprehensive.
Yeah. Okay, that's the middle Rudd amendment. She's got three different number 4 ones, and that's the middle one.
That's number 2?
It's always a good way to go. Okay, here no objection, motion carries. Management systems.
Let's dump them.
Well, I would suggest that. I ain't going to make a motion yet. I think we need some discussion on that. I'd suggest that we get rid of numbers 3 and 4. I imagine how much fun it'll be on the floor with wild and scenic rivers in there.
I kind of hate to see you take
take those out. I'd suggest removing.
Be a motion to put it back here.
Three and four, yeah, we can fight over it somehow, I know, we can figure out some way. And over in number C, on page 11, that we say state land classified in accordance with section 65 of the chapter may be included in the state park system by act of the state legislature, period.
Where does this first come after?
Where are you?
Page 11?
Well, I'm just suggesting an approach to management systems, which is on page 10 and 11. What I'd suggest, at least as a departure point for conversation, is that we remove sections 3 and 4, section 3 being taken care of anyhow, section 4 being a lightning rod, and that number C be redone to say that state land classified in accordance with section 65 of this chapter may be included in the state park system by act of the state legislature, period.
Well, before we get that being consistent with section 300, then that we might have to change that.
And you also want to delete 7, 8, and 9?
Well, why would you? Because it says state park systems aren't multiple use, and it says it makes the exception in 300 for land areas under 640 acres.
3805-300. Wait a minute. No. Well, why is that inconsistent? What's it inconsistent with?
Well, because the state park system, well, it would indicate that you could put it in some classification other than multiple use if we're under 640. If I didn't take it to the intended, then it is to require.
Well, it just says that if we establish a park, that it is to be done by the state legislature, period, and not have all the other inmates.
I agree with that. Okay.
Well, they're not going to establish parks in 640 acres.
So what are you going to eliminate the rest of that?
You delete all the rest, don't you?
Is it, Pat?
Oh, I think you could have something along the lines of, rather than by the state legislature, why don't you just put as provided by law?
Well, then you're back with...
Oh, then you're back in the governor's office.
What I'm saying is 300.
The governor can't create parks.
Kelly can't.
Yep.
If you don't want the governor to be able to create parks by proclamation, then you should just eliminate C altogether. You got the second sentence covered by omitting the repeal of 300. And right now, the legislature has to create parks. So.
Well, all right. Except for the extent they can create a 640-acre park.
That's too big.
I like that language.
Yeah, I guess so. Less than 640, I guess.
Well, I can't imagine creating a park 639 acres. I guess.
Well, Elderberry Park is.
Has that ever been done in the history of the state?
Yes, it has.
That's a city park.
Wayside Park, sure.
Wayside Parks.
A little beach wayside sort of park.
Okay.
Off the airport, California.
Oh, okay.
Well, honestly, that's a
it's not going to matter with that.
They're wayside parks.
What?
One at Delta is a park. These little parks.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the governor being allowed to do that?
Make wealth, but isn't any bigger than 640 acres? You couldn't hurt us too much.
Okay.
As long as he's going
to
be 10 of them in a row.
We'll just blow the sea out of there. Okay. There's still been no motion. We're still fiddling around.
So what? Did you move the 3 and 4? We got that out.
Well, if Mr. Freeman said I so moved, and I don't know what he meant.
Okay, I so moved that we delete on page 10.
3 and 4.
C.
7, on line 17, 3, and on line 19, 4, and on page 11, C, 4, page, line 4 to 9 and 2.
Okay. And renumber subsection 5 and subsection 3. Okay. Is objection to motion? Hearing no objection to motion, hearing.
Wait, I...
All right. Objection, okay, sorry.
Land classification, let's see, 60 may be included. 65.
Yeah.
State public reserves.
That's that classifying one.
That's more than you.
We'd be better off to eliminate the whole 070, the whole thing.
Well, no, I don't think so.
I do.
I, no objection.
Okay. Is there further objection to Mr. Freeman's motion?
Mr. Chairman, do I understand you to mean that you're going to leave B in its present language?
Well, that's the way she stands right now. What's that going to do to us?
For purpose of discussion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Going to leave what in?
Well, I have a question about that.
As long as he's limited.
As long as 300 is there. Yeah.
Would you explain what that does? I don't understand what you mean. What does 300 do? Limit him to 640 acres?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
What would be wrong with... I'm trying to think of a circumstance where it would be... Time would be this, to the point that you couldn't have the legislature agree with.
Well, this is multiple use. The public reserve system is multiple use land, which I take as what everybody wants, as much as possible.
Oh, all right.
He still can't because of 3805-300, which we're not going to repeal. He still can't close it to multiple use if it's over 640 acres unless the legislature acts.
Mr. Chairman, even on the parks and other developments under 640 acres, generally those things have developmental costs and you still have the, you know, have the time to act on it, to bond it, or something like that.
Yeah. We, in fact, have done so in the last two or three days. Would you feel comfortable with that, Phil?
I removed my objection.
Okay.
I have an objection.
Okay. There being no objection to the motion and the motion carried. Okay, Clark?
Yeah. Maybe Pat can answer this. Back on public reserve systems. We say wildlife reserves, but we've got a system of refuges now, which they really are mixed up in terms of who's, in some cases it's a division of lands in concert with fish and game, in some cases it's fish and game in concert with state division of lands. Should we mention refuges in there? Someday the legislature's going to have to resolve the conflicts we've got. Just in the Cook Inlet area, we've got different schemes, I know. And mostly because of floor amendments, that's just the way it happened.
I guess not unless you want to go and confront those other sections in this legislation. The refugees in the sections. Critical habitat areas.
Well, but reserves or refuges, as I see them, are multiple use.
That's true.
Designations, as I contemplate them, the idea being you manage, though you have a predominant use, but you're still open to the oil leaks and so forth. Yeah. If you put reserves and refuges, I wonder if that.
What is it?
Two of all of the.
Do we have any reserves at the present time?
No, I don't believe so.
Maybe we should say refuges there because nowhere is reserve defined.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Bill, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, to answer Clark's question, we have state deemed refuges and state critical habitat areas. such sections in there identifying those and describing. And every time the legislature passes a law creating one, it appears on statutes in that particular section. But reserves are as such that you're speaking of, don't they aren't by law established.
We haven't, they're not established.
They haven't been created.
But refuges are.
Well, refuges and critical habitat areas are not completely open to multiple use. And that's why they're created by the legislature, not administratively. These areas here, public reserve systems in general and wildlife reserves would be open to multiple use. And you're authorizing this new classification to be made administratively.
Well, the point I'm making is I think that wildlife refuges can too. And for example, any of these other things could be closed to multiple use, but it would require an act of the legislature. I'm just saying, what does state wildlife reserve mean within that? It doesn't mean anything in present law.
What?
There's no definition of what a
wildlife reserve is.
No, there's no definition of a state forest reserve, which comes right before that, in the same way.
Well, Mr. Chairman, one thing, there are draft regulations that are totally implemented, so could be modified to implement this. And they do define some new wild lands and wildlife classifications. I don't remember exactly what the terms are, but they are in there. I would think that maybe that should be omitted, state wildlife reserves, or at least until it is defined. And also, to go back to the systems problem, state parks is a system. I wonder in this first thing if you could say maybe include the following units or systems and not use management systems entirely, and then call the first thing the state public reserve land, state park system, the state public domain lands, and get away from recognizing these things as systems, something like that. And then kind of deferring the state wildlife reserves until you get some.
Chairman, this I have a concurrent. We've got adopted the term systems because of H.R. 39. And I don't think the intent is to put these lands into systems. The intent is to classify them in certain categories, to be managed under those categories or classifications, not as a system as such. I think there should be some distinction in that. And once you said you would change that word systems to categories in line 7, then make these titles on down in these subparagraphs as definitions or explanations of what you mean by these categories. I think that would make it a little bit clearer.
Okay, I'll
make the motion. As I understand it, systems is something, at least with the state park system, it's something that the legislature establishes. What we're talking about here is classification, which is established.
Is it an intent? Are we going to change the word management systems to something?
Well, I'll move. We can argue about it later. Line 7 changed the word systems to categories, and the two word systems appearing on line 8 and line 14 changed the lands. Howard, is there?
And on line 14, what'd you do there?
Yep.
Just state park land. Why don't I just state parks?
Park, okay. How about state?
Public reserve system, what'd you do there? Public reserve?
Lands.
Land.
You do classify land.
Just take the goddamn word reserve out of it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is objection to the amendment? Hearing no objection, amendment carries. Bob, you...
Now, before we leave this, Steve, are you gonna change the word at the top on section, on line five, management systems? You gonna call that something else? The word system, did we change that?
Yeah.
In the title?
Yeah.
Management classification or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay.
I think classifications might not be the proper term.
Categories is...
Categories is probably better.
Categories, okay. Move categories, replace of system. Hearing no objection, categories.
I wanna ask, does the words, I don't see any other systems used in there, is it referred to? Just make sure we get it.
In B on the next page, on, excuse me, on line 26.
Get on line two.
On the next page?
Yeah.
But also on line 26, it should read, the management categories listed in one and two, rather, one through four. I so move.
Point of order.
Thought I'd try and see what I can do with it.
Okay, I'd like to move in, I'd like to move on line 11, change the word system to category, line,
five.
Line 26, change the word systems to categories, and the number four to two there, on line 26.
What, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
And after, on line 13, we probably should have the conjunction here, and. Isn't that the only other number, yeah?
What? Oh, yeah, and after, probably.
No, you go, one, two, and three.
Do we leave in the transfer system?
Yeah.
Five is three.
No, included, so it's after impact area for five years.
We eliminated three and four already.
Yeah, but five...
Five is still in it.
One, two, and five.
Five's in it.
Okay, it's after two, I'm sorry.
It's after two. All right, and after values on line 16. Hearing no objection, motion carries. All right. Okay, on page 11, let's see, 11, line, okay, here's another RUD amendment, two of them, as a matter of fact, five and six. And I don't see anything wrong with those things. I don't know. Pat, do you see anything?
Oh, you're on 900.
I'm on page 11, line 22, and Representative Rudd suggested adding a B and C section, and they are per amendments five and six. I couldn't see anything wrong with that.
Why don't we, Mr. Chairman, on the second one, amendment number six, why don't we just say municipality? It appears to expand, and that was the purpose of it.
Mm.
I don't know who all an interested person is, whoever they are in the APA.
You're crazy. One for each one. There's a legal definition.
Yeah, but the only reason she has it there is to cover the municipalities. Maybe she wants to cover. Seems to me if.
Why do we need
need all that language in there.
No, yeah, that was the earlier.
The bidding.
Just says main petition, standing petition. As standing petition, that's all.
She must have got those from Hart.
I don't understand what a municipality has standing to petition for adoption need.
Well.
They can petition, can't they?
Well.
Why do they have standing?
That's a legal concept, meaning that they can't just throw it out without looking at the merits of it, saying you don't have standing. I mean, that's a.
Well, all they're going to do is petition. Anybody can petition to do that, can they not?
Well, I agree with Clark, Earl. I really do think that some of the people that they're petitioning might say, well, hell, this goes on outside your boundaries. You don't have any, we're not going to pay any attention to you. And I guess that's what she was trying to get to.
All right, then let's do it.
Well, it says.
Let's do it the other way around. Should they be able to interfere in something outside their boundaries?
Well, but they don't have to be granted the petition. All it says here is if an interest which a municipality is authorized to regulate outside its boundaries, that I guess pertains to the right getting sewer and water and so forth into the boundaries, then they'd have a right when the state was doing something to cut that off, cutting the water rights off or the right to run a sewer line or something, make a petition. And that the commissioner would have to listen to the arguments, and he could deny it on whatever grounds he wanted, but one of the grounds could not be, well, you guys, this is outside your area. I mean, you'd have to come up with another reason if they weren't really affected or that would be there.
I think that most reasons, if people would be reasonable, wouldn't need this section, but I guess we're going to assume that people are going to be unreasonable all the way through this, no reason to stop here. Anyway.
Just one word suggestion. It's sort of unclear to me who they're going to petition. Maybe that's sort of what you're talking about now, but sounds like the intent is that they're excuse me, talking about the commissioner, and, okay, and possibly that word should be inserted.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, tell you what, I'd move Rudd Amendment 5, which would add the subsection B with the amendment suggested by Mr. Prather, that would add the word commissioner in after petition, at least. Is there objection to that one? Okay, if there's no objection, that'll carry. Let's go with the other one, number 6.
I don't understand that one. I don't know.
There's a gentleman here from CRA. Do you not understand that Ms. Rudd was here previously, but I guess whatever she said didn't take. The amendment number 6, do you have that there?
Yes, I do.
Do you know why that would be necessary? I guess it's a compliment. I get to that. And we're told some detail.
The purpose of that, at the same time as amendment number 5, I think, is pretty much the same, except if you wanted to include, to assume that regulations that the commissioner himself is developing to control himself, essentially, wouldn't include them. In other words, there are other sections which ask that the commissioner, DNR, develop regulations for classification for other purposes. And there's an earlier amendment that asks that the regulations include some kind of appeals process. State land use planning, or the state federal land use planning commission had identified a possible phrasing that could be a shorter version of that number 6. A one liner could be added in there, which would essentially say that
regulations should include a process whereby a municipality or other aggrieved party might appeal a decision in the commission.
I tell you, the, what I feel about this, I see what she's doing here. It's just trying to cover every possible eventuality. It's hard for me to believe it'd be that unreasonable, but I'll move for it. I don't think it's against public policy or anything like that. It just means that that interested persons may petition the commissioner for reconsideration of the decision. I don't know why they couldn't do that anyway, but if it makes people happier, I'll move to include number C. Is there objection?
Yes.
Okay, there is objection.
That's me for what objection
okay,
I hold.
What's your
objection? But my question, I think it goes back to my original point. On the bottom of this, it defines a municipality is an interested person under certain circumstances. Impliedly, does that mean that under other circumstances it is not an interested party? There's no definition in 4462 presently of what an interested party is or an interested person is. And
well, do you think it's all that damn important? You know, if it gets you a vote for the bill on the floor, do you think it ought to be in there?
Nobody could understand it.
You're making decisions all the time. What's wrong with you making one?
I'm not.
Well, I thought I'd be real blunt.
I just have a.
Okay, I just don't think that anybody will ever read this section of law.
For the next 35 years, and then 36th year,
all right.
They're going to be seeking you out.
Okay, is there further objection by the members of the committee?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't think we need it.
Okay, all in favor of the motion, raise your hand. All opposed. All right, change the rule, motion carried. I saw three
two
votes
to
two.
Two to two.
I saw three votes to two.
Well, it doesn't do a goddamn thing, Steve.
All right.
Not a thing.
All right. Okay, page 11, we're still on. Let's see.
Let's get the governor out of here now.
Yeah, Leo?
Just a matter of a question on page 11, line 2, for a statement. Says there in the state public reserve system, should that be categories?
Oh, right.
That's a change.
You're right. Can you make that motion?
Yeah,
please?
I saw moved.
Okay, state public reserve. Lands, I guess we use.
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no objection to the motion to replace the word systems by the system by the word land. Line 2, page 11. Motion carries. Okay. Okay, definitions, apparently nobody's got.
Yeah, I got some on definitions.
Okay.
They're all on page 13, just to go along with amendments you've already made.
Okay.
At the top, on line 1, talking about state park means an area designated by, you want to eliminate proclamation of the governor.
Or, yeah.
Or, right. Okay, and then.
By law, I think we can use. But means an area of state land designated by law to be managed. Okay.
Okay.
So statute, the governor can still do it for less than 640 acres, and that's not a statute.
Right. Right.
Okay, I would so move that the words proclamation of the governor or by be eliminated, and that the word law replace the word statute. Okay, hearing no objection, the motion carries. I'd also move to delete the language between lines 10 and lines 20. I hear no objection, the language is deleted. I'd like to move to delete section three and renumber section four accordingly. All right, we've gotten to the end of this. Oh, hearing no objection, motion carried. Okay, we've gotten to the end of this thing. Has anybody got, I got a little amendment I want to tack on before we do that. Is there anything further on the major part of the bill? Okay. Yes.
What was that, Ernie?
Aquaculture sites. Including, well, just aquaculture would do, right?
All right.
Okay. Is there objection to the addition of the word aquaculture on page 15, page 3, line 15? If not, the motion will be adopted. Okay. What I got here is Wood River Tiction Park. And before I go into it, the land around Wood River Tiction is was chosen by the state for the purpose of creating a park. That was the reason for it. We would have done it, I believe, in 1976. Representative Anderson strenuously objected to that, and that's the sole reason why that bill didn't pass. Now the people in his area say that they want the park. I've got a memorandum from Bristol Bay Native Association saying that they do favor it. And Mr. Freilich is here, and I believe you originally drew the Wood River Tiction Park.
Right, the governor's bill, and then we worked on a bill with the Alaska Legal Services representing people from Alegnagik and that lived in the Wood Tiction area.
Okay. I don't know.
It's quite a few acres. The park. The park itself is approximately 1.4 million acres.
Jesus Christ.
And the bill would also authorize addition by the governor of 126,000 at his by proclamation.
Okay. The members either do have or should have the proposed bill in addition to the memorandum of February 9, 1977 from Mr. Fraley and Russ Cahill.
I got the memo.
Okay. Is this bill that we've got? Is this ready to go now?
The one that says draft 21076 in the top law? Is that what it says? Or is it on legal services paper? Yeah, that's a mistake.
Got little numbers written in it.
This one doesn't have a number.
Is it on legal services paper?
No,
it's not really ready to go because it doesn't have complete descriptions. I just, instead of writing out the descriptions, which take a couple pages, I just said continued description. And I've checked those with the legal services draft, which is the Allegnick people's draft, and the description that they agreed on last year is the one that's contained in the original bill.
All right, okay, so that, so that what we'd be doing is essentially is inserting the original language from the original bill?
For, to complete the descriptions,
okay.
Right.
Okay, now, the people from the area would like to also add the land around the electric lake, but I don't have that description, and I think what I will do, if let them come in with the appropriate description as a floor amendment if they get the thing here on time. Otherwise, we just have to go without.
I found a map of the boundaries of the park as described in the original bill, and it includes the northern half. Looks like just about exactly half of the northern lake.
Well, they apparently would like. Let me see what
it cuts across like that. No. I'm not sure what the reason was for not including the whole lake. I suspect it might be because this isn't state land south of that line.
Well, if it is state land, we can't do it.
I'm only guessing. Well, you could create a park with private inholders.
Okay, what I'd like to do is until we get an adequate description of
what it is. No, this was distributed to everybody last session by the Division of Parks. All legislators. I can pass this around.
I gave mine to my brother.
I don't right now. You could have this one. The map is right under the
All right. There's Pete. Does this thing have the problems about the council vetoing the regulations?
No. This is a draft that I put together to sort of tone down the council veto power because I thought that it went unconstitutionally too far.
Okay.
In terms of delegation.
Okay. Is this memorandum. Okay. This memorandum of February 9th really addresses the legal services bill. Right.
What I basically did was work from the legal services draft and the governor's original bill and put together a sort of a combination bill.
Okay.
Incorporating their suggestions where I thought they were most appropriate.
Okay.
Is this the bill we're talking about?
Yeah.
We just didn't pick up that.
This was just, they copied it on short paper.
I'd like to suggest one amendment if we get around to this, and that we delete the word wilderness wherever it appears. In 1977, it probably sounded like a good idea. But I would suggest that we delete the word wilderness everywhere that it appears.
How about wild rivers? Why don't we just call it wood titchick instead of
wood titchick?
It's been called wilderness. Well, even some places the word wood titchick has been taken out.
Well, let's just call it wood titchick state park. Okay. This is, well, there is a Wood River Titchick State Park bill in the Senate. This bill is being taken up here with the knowledge and consent of Senator Poe. We just hadn't had time to do it over there. The senator from the area, Senator Hogan, also supports it.
say they didn't want a chance.
Mr. Chairman, for clarification, I guess I should say that in the, this draft bill that you have, that's attached to my memo, the bracketed language represents language that this draft deletes from the legal services draft. And then, and the underline is additions that I added to their draft.
Okay. All right.
Did you have a suggestion on section, would be section 11, I guess, on page 3?
Okay.
I didn't quite understand the Constitution problem.
That's all new language. The original bill apparently had language which would allow this council to overrule departmental regulations, which is a violation of the Constitution. You can't do that.
Somebody's
going to
have an answer to this one.
How many acres was that park, Mr. Chairman?
1.5.
What happens now when they want to burrow up there and they give away all their goddamn lands in a park and they'll be coming in just like Anchorage and wanting $25 or $30 million in lieu of land?
Well, after they get 10% or what's
when initiative passes, they won't have the land anyway.
Oh.
That's simple.
Well, the issue is going to pass.
Well, that's where everyone's going to file their homestead.
You guys are all.
All I did is that's right. Appropriate unreserved.
You move to the city to fall apart.
They take the 10% of the land.
Well, I just, it's just a question, you know. It's just
ask
a question.
My questions
if,
right now.
If there's 1.5 million acres going to go out into a park. How are they going to get their 10% land collection?
They take that club and use it. They take 10% of the unappropriated land.
That's it.
This happened before the former borough went in.
What I wanted was some practical reasons why I should vote for it, knowing how I feel about making parks out of Alaska at this time. And
because the people that live out there want it.
Another reason is Congressman Young, who has written, considers this to be an important piece of legislation to uphold his position on the D2 issue.
He's off about 9-1.
Jesus Christ. What a bunch of
crap. I think it's too late to help Congressman.
He has written anyway. He's written to Senator Poland and has stated essentially that a lot of the problems that they're confronting, of course, is because they think that the Alaskans, all Alaskans, would like to have all the land just developed. And he says that's not true, that we provide a system of parks, blah, 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 et cetera. That's the essence of what he's written.
Park. He knows about state parks. Go ahead and ask him.
Can you hunt a state park?
Yes.
Yeah, but they can also close it to regulation.
Based upon certain things for public protection.
Like Chugach State Park, your place there is safe to walk.
In this park, one of the provisions of the bill on page 4 here would require that the division of parks guarantee continuation of traditional subsistence, non-commercial use of the area for harvesting fish and game. So in other words, subsistence hunting would be guaranteed, and other hunting would depend on regulation by the division of parks and fish and game, board of game, actually.
So if hunters from Kodiak went over the moose, then they could be...
Depending on what the board of game did. And the division of parks.
That little about aircraft.
That's provided for in terms of subsistence activities, and there isn't anything mentioned as to other aircraft use.
Where's that up here?
On page 4. Well, actually, it doesn't mention aircraft at all. It just says small outboard motors and snow machines. There's nothing mentioned about aircraft.
How many acres of patent land does the state have right now? Sorry, no.
36.
That's what they want.
Huh? 36.
Patent.
Patented it. Well, working title.
MTA, you kind of TA land?
Yeah,
36. I was just trying to figure what percentage of our state land was sold.
About 3%. That's cool.
How many acres in the bill? 1.5.
Everything was going to tonight. 1/10 of our patented land going out of the park.
1/3. 3%. 4%.
Huh?
Is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. They got spruce up here to run the thing.
Bill to add this Woodtichick State Park legislation right here, with understanding that the description is going to be the same as in the original governor's bill, and that all references to Wilderness Park will be stricken and replaced with State Park.
It had some Wild River things in it too, didn't it?
No. That was in the other bill we struck. And and also on page 4, and I'll ask Mr. Fraley to comment on this. I'd like to strike all the language in subsection C after incompatible use. That was objected to. And incidentally, I'm sure that is the existing law anyhow, that environmental organizations, for instance, could come crashing in anyhow. So.
Well, I have a couple of questions before you, before we finish the bill, Mr. Chairman.
I cut the bill.
All right.
On the first page on line 22, I just, the wilderness park is also created to protect the area's recreation and scenic resources.
Where are you now?
Well, I'm on the first page. I suspect that that's the bill we're working on. Page, line 22.
Line 22, yep. So what does it say?
Well, the park is also created to protect the area's recreational and scenic resources. Does that mean that no one could go in the park?
No.
Recreational means people will be going in there.
Means you can go in there and use it anytime you want to. No, I don't know of any state parks you can't set foot on. But you're going to see lots of federal ones.
Any known valuable mineral deposits in the parking lot?
Jeff?
There's not too many. It is almost unknown, so. It hasn't been explored to any extent. It's very beautiful.
On page three, the bottom page three and top page four seems to set up a conflict with the House Bill 960, division of subsistence and the whole idea of giving subsistence use. In other words, this management council seems to have the power to override efficient gain in management of the area. Also, I think it's going to set up an early and unnecessary conflict with recreational sports fishing and hunting. How much of this, when these provisions came in later, I don't know how much of it.
Well, a lot, you know,
I have another question.
Well, wait a minute, let's get this one, Mr. Greeny's cell first.
All right.
Let's start with section D there.
The primary use is for, you know, the commercial fisheries, really.
Well, have you read this?
Yeah. Okay. DNR consult with fish and game management council prior to adoption of regulations governing public use of the park.
Yeah.
Park of fish and management council prior to no regular. What is it in there that's a conflict?
The department should consult the Department of Natural Resources prior to adoption of the building. I don't know who. Is it clear that the Department of Fish and Game is saying? No?
Yeah. It just says they got to check with the other departments. And they also have to check with the local management.
The way I tried to draft this, I've got two lead agencies with different bailiwicks. You know, DNR governing public use in the park, just as they do in any park by regulation, and Fish and Game adopting regulations. The Board of Game, actually, the boards adopting regulations governing fish and wildlife management, and. I wanted to make sure that there's coordination and consultation both between those two lead agencies before one of them did something within their jurisdiction, and that each of them would also consult with this management council to make sure that it had some input. And so it sounds convoluted unless you read it carefully, but that's the idea.
Well, I had a concern here about subsistence. Although it does repeatedly say subsistence in the bill, and can be used by the local people, I suspect, for subsistence, but if they were to use a fur-bearing animal for subsistence, they couldn't sell the hide. If they caught whitefish, which is an abundance in the lakes, they couldn't sell the whitefish for them. So I think that there should be something in here that would allow, as we do everywhere else, if they trap or catch whitefish or fish in those lakes, they should be able to sell them, just like they do now. Because they can't take anything in here. They can't take any kind of a subsistence in this area for barter or trade. It's got to be absolutely all non-commercial.
Yeah.
Other use would be subject to the board of game.
It doesn't say that. It says none.
No, it just
continuation of traditional, subsistent, non-commercial use of the area of the harvesting fish, game, or fur-bearing animals and plant life.
That's how much is guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Everything
that's
else is subject to the board.
On subsection, this is B now on page 4.
Yeah.
You talk about regulations adopted pursuant to 420D. Back on page 3. I think that's probably inconsistent with 960, but I suppose.
I'm sorry, what's the language part?
On page 4, you see line 16, it refers to regulations adopted pursuant to subsection 420D, which is on page 3 there.
Yeah.
Then we have regulations that are going to be adopted under 960. I know there's a conflict, but I don't know specifically who I look at the bill.
Well,
I mean, assuming that bill passes, don't you think we're pretty well covered by that?
I tell you the way I feel about it is that either it should be ironed out in a free conference or, I mean, I don't even know if the subsistence bill is going to pass it soon. So, you know, I don't know how much we can worry about it.
I'm not too sure this bill is going to pass.
No, I'm not either. But,
Chairman, when you have on the floor free, I'd like to ask a question.
Okay. I think, let me we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Red raised a question that really hadn't been answered yet, and that's, would you suggest a strike in the word non-commercial?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, I think you're right. I'd like to move to strike that language.
I wonder how you can have commercial subsistence.
Well,
maybe my idea of subsistence is different than this 960. I don't know that bill, but it's different than what you guys have decided. But to me, subsistence means non-commercial.
Well, okay.
But I know that there's some issue about that.
Subsistence is defined elsewhere, though. I mean, it either is or it isn't. There's no reason to set up any different subsistence standards here than you have elsewhere in state law. It's either commercial or non-commercial layer, and if it bothers people, we'll get it out of there. Is there objection to removal of that language? If there's not, then we'll remove it.
I didn't recognize you.
Well,
clever this guy.
Okay, Oral.
I have another question.
Well, I just wanted to answer that one, and Oral had the floor, and then we'll go back to you, Ben.
Mr. Chairman, I on page 3, starting at line 9. This one actually opened the floor to me. I'm sure there must be some rationale on that one, besides what I read into it. What's it all about? Why, what makes this part much different than any other park that should belong to Alaska citizens.
Well, here's what the essence of it is, that that park is far away from most of the population centers, and there are local residents in those villages who are vitally affected by what goes on in the park, which is different from McKinley Park or Denali Park or something like that, I think. And the purpose was to set up some kind of mechanism by which they would be sure to have some say, not the final say, but some say in the management of the park. And the other reason is that people are loath to pass a bill without the support of the local representatives. And that's what the local representatives then would put in there.
You're sure worried about that goddamn article, aren't you?
Huh?
Well,
no, I was listening to you.
Mr. Chairman, here you have...
You're worried about that article.
For God's sake, you have, the governor shall appoint one member of the council.
You're sure worried about that.
From three nominations submitted to him by the following. Where else do you have anything like this in our state government where, I mean, I don't, no, the governor isn't even allowed to make the, selection. It seems to me like that's a...
Well, maybe it is, maybe we ought to... It's Mr. Frelick's language, as a matter of fact. What was the original,
Let me see if I can look it up. Another additional reason for involving the local people to this extent is that whereas local people don't have involvement anywhere else, it's just that there really isn't any other park that has such a high degree of subsistence value. And I guess that's sort of what you're saying. The importance of this park to the local people is sort of out of proportions to local interest in other parks.
What I mean, if the chairman,
if
what we're talking about is protecting subsistence hunting and so forth, which I have no quarrel with, why in the hell make it a park? Why doesn't it just fish and game go ahead and have it by regulations like they do all the rest of the state?
Well, one of the reasons is that there's a chance that this all might be private land out there, and then,
Man, you guys all ought to take a trip and go out there.
Hunting on somebody's homestead.
Ought to go and just take a trip and take a look.
The committee can go
with it. Well, I've been out there, Red.
So have I, Steve.
And
it's so damn remote, I can't imagine anybody going out there and living unless they were a trapper.
Well, under the new homestead initiative, Red, they don't have to go out there and live. All they have to do is sign a little piece of paper, then they'll own that land, and you won't be able to set foot on the land, and neither will I. And it was selected by the state for the park. So let's get real
well,
on about
we
it. That's
make,
what it's all
we
about.
We can make the state into a complete park, and nobody can get
any
land.
Anyway, okay. Leo? Was that a...
I made a motion.
What was your motion?
To include the Wood River Chick Chick Park to this bill here.
I object.
Okay, there is an objection.
I object too. Just a second.
Okay.
I still think we're setting up a conflict here. I think we ought to resolve the 9-8. I think that bill's going to pass. And I don't think we ought to set it. I still don't see this clearly as who develops a plan, although it appears that Fish and Game does. It also appears that it can be overridden, although it doesn't say so directly. It's not exactly clear.
Well,
I can hear
anything. This is, it is a funny park because of people living in it, and the people, there's native lands in it, and there's village lands in it, and people go, isn't there some village native lands?
There might be.
No, not in the park, but at least.
Oh, in the area.
Yeah, in the area. And people use the land for subsistence purposes and also for sport and money. And the villages there depend on that area for their needs, and I guess that's the reason for doing it. It wouldn't be the case in any other park that I'm thinking of.
Well, that's what the people want. Why the hell? Why don't we just give it to them?
Well, Leo, I don't have any problem with that, but I'm wondering what the chain reaction will be. That's what I'm concerned about right now.
What kind of?
Well, we have, start to get a series of these, 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I think this is a one of a kind, Ernie, I really do. It's something that we've been working with now for 4 years that I know of, and I don't know how long ago before that it was being told. And the only reason that this bill wasn't passed in 1976 was because of the objections of Nels Anderson and George Homan, who were abiding by the wishes of their constituents, as they should be. And now the constituents think it's a good idea to make a park.
God damn it, this is state land. This doesn't belong to the.
Yeah, I know, but that was the reason, anyway.
Can I ask a question? How many, I know there's one lodge out here, the Golden Horn Lodge. How many others are out? Three commercial lodges. What happens to them? Are they bought out or?
Nothing, they're continued.
They're in holdings.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about whether the, you know, their land is taken from them. I'm just wondering whether, under this system, they're going to be able to operate anymore.
Absolutely. I think it probably protects their interests. It sort of keeps, limits their competition.
Are they traditional subsistence or what? How are they?
Private land, though.
I know, but the regulations are not, they're limited. The regulations apply to anything within the park boundaries.
Right. So that's up to the.
They don't fish on their land, they fish in the park.
That's right.
Yeah. And?
They'd still be able to. They're subject to the fish and game regulations.
Under this.
I have no objection to that.
Irrespective of which way they go. In other words, they can still have their fishing lifted, whether this is a park or not. They could close all that area to fishing.
That's right.
And the same determinations are made on that, you know.
Right.
Whether this is a park.
But you would have a different system, maybe, than you would have elsewhere. I mean, it appears to me that the regulations would be set by kind of a tripartite board here.
What's wrong with that?
There may be nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying that I think the question of subsistence is better handled through 960.
Yeah, we're not sure that's what it is.
My observation would be that that it's fairly likely that both 960 and this bill will go into pre-conference, but I don't know.
Chairman, what is the access of these three people now? How do they get in and out?
Fly in, I assume.
Well, according to what you say, that no longer aircraft can be used.
I don't think anybody said that. I said there's nothing in this bill that affects aircraft use.
They also use fairly large.
Well, yes, there is. Nothing in the park can be used but snow machine and small kickers.
I don't think that's what it says.
The way you read it a little while ago.
These regulations shall recognize.
You know, this is pretty complicated. I think it's an overriding concern that they don't sure as hell don't park through this year, but yeah. I'm pretty concerned about.
It doesn't say anything about airplanes, which doesn't meld prohibit
with 960. And what I don't want to do is set off a war out there. But I want it resolved the best way possible. I don't know whether this is.
Okay.
I don't think local people ought to have primary input. I'm in favor of the council there.
Okay.
Go
Well, maybe we ought to find a copy of the 960 then, huh?
I have a motion pending here.
I know it. Well, we're still discussing. Well, okay. Oh, okay. There is a motion on the floor. Schaefer's correct. The question's been called for.
Are you going to amend it?
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. There is objection.
Is there,
Oh, she amended the motion.
Okay.
I amend the motion. Read that the area shall not exceed 1.5 million acres.
Isn't that how much is in there?
What'd you say?
It's one what?
1.5 million.
How much?
It's not to exceed 1.5 million?
It's 1.4, roughly. 1,428,000.
All right.
And then, that's what is created as a park. And then in part B on page 2, authorizes the governor to add another 126,000. So that would put you over 1.5 by about 50.
What are we talking about? Whatever those two figures are, I don't want to see.
15. Well, they want to add that territory down Lakeview Lake.
1.554.
Well, I just can't imagine those people locking themselves out of that area. That's just exactly what they're going to do.
They want to keep themselves from being locked out of that area.